Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The story goes this way. A little boy was waiting for his mother to come out of the grocery store. And as he waited, he was approached by a man who asked, "Son, can you tell me where the post office is?" The little boy replied, "Sure. Just go straight down this street and make a right, and you'll find the post office there." The man thanked the little boy, and he said, "I'm the new pastor in town. I'd like you to come to church on Sunday. I'll show you the way to get to heaven." The boy replied with a chuckle, "Aw, come on. You don't even know the way to the post office." Now, this pastor knows the way to his post office. And this pastor also knows the way to heaven. In today's second lesson, St. Paul writes, "Since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," remember, fall short of the glory of God, "they are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith." The truth of the Reformation comes from that very passage. We are justified by grace through faith in Christ. It is taught among us that even though we are sinners, God saves us. It is taught among us that even in our most unlovableness, God still loves us. It is taught among us that by Jesus' death and resurrection, heaven is our true home. It is taught among us, so says the Augsburg Confession, document of Reformation truths, that we cannot obtain forgiveness of sin and righteousness before God by our own merits, works, or satisfactions, but that we receive forgiveness of sin and become righteous before God by grace, for Christ's sake, through faith, when we believe that Christ suffered for us, and that for his sake our sin is forgiven, and righteousness and eternal life are given to us. We believe in a radical God who reveals a radical love for you and for me. What must I do to inherit eternal life? What must I do to get into heaven? If that question of the rich young ruler ever crossed your mind or was on your lips, God's answer blasts us all right out of the water, both sinners and righteous alike. What you and I need to do is nothing. Nothing. God's grace, God's love alone, has secured a place in heaven for us. An internet funny. A man dies and goes to heaven, and St. Peter meets him at the pearly gates and says, "This is how it works here. You need 100 points to get in. What I want you to tell me is every good thing you have done during your lifetime, and I will give you a certain number of points for each one, depending upon how good it was." "Okay," the man says, "I was married to the same woman for over 50 years, and I never, ever cheated on her." "Wonderful," says Peter. "That gives you 3 points." 3 points. the man says, a little concerned. Well, I attended church all of my life and supported its ministry with my offerings and my service. Terrific, says St. Peter. That's certainly worth a point. 1 point, says the man, now getting really worried. Well, I started a soup kitchen and I helped out in the local shelter for homeless veterans. Fantastic, says St. Peter. That's good for 2 more points. 2 points, the man cries. At this rate, the only way I'll get into heaven is by the grace of God. Now you've got it, says St. Peter. Come on in. Said the one who died on Calvary's cross for the forgiveness of our every sin. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. When it comes to salvation, when it comes to being in the right relationship with God, when it comes to getting into heaven, it is all about what God has done for us in Jesus. It has nothing to do with what we do or don't do. Before God, all of us are beggars with empty hands, outstretched and open to receive the gifts that God's love offers. Justification, it also means redemption, forgiveness, wholeness, being tight and right with God, justification by grace through faith in Christ. It is the biblical truth on which we Lutheran Christians hang our hats and our hopes. So it is that we sing this day, the hordes of devils fill the land, all threatening to devour us. We tremble not, unmoved we stand. They cannot overpower us. For God in Christ fights by our side. Were those devils to take our house, goods, honor, child, or spouse, though life itself be wrenched away, they cannot win the day. The kingdom is ours forever. Into our fallen world has stepped God, a radical God who is our refuge and our strength. A radical God whose radical love for you and for me met the powers that threatened to devour us head on, breaking Satan's back and conquering death. A radical God whose eternal love lifts us up and gives us a true sense of security. Promising heaven is our home. And hear this, nothing, absolutely nothing, will ever be able to separate us from this radical God and his radical love for us in Jesus. Absolutely nothing.